Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By the way, were you on Drew's show last week?
Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was.
What is that all about?
Because I was out at Bradenton Motorsports Park for the races, and I instead of recording my breaks, I just called in and spoke with Drew about
it. Oh, you didn't come in the studio with him?
No. I was just on the phone.
Were you getting flirty with Drew? Because people told me that you guys were like kind of like getting a little flirty.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
What's that about?
I mean, he asked me if I'd like to make out with him, and I was just like...
Where did that come from?
You know, I don't really know. He just kind of asked me, and I just thought about
it. Carmen, I have a question. Would you make out with me? Like that?
Kind of, yeah.
Or was it like, hey, Carmen, would you ever like to make out with me?
No, it wasn't as sexy as the second one.
That was sexy, right?
Yeah. It was more like the first one, just kind of like, hey.
Hey, Carmen, question.
Throw it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about it.
So nice to be single.
I thought about it, and then, you know, I gave Gravedigger the option, and he said no.
What do you mean you gave Gravedigger the option?
I told, you know, Dennis, out of respect for him, because I was with him.
Right.
I made him work the gig with me.
I'm confused.
Well, what?
Dennis went with her to the gig.
Yeah, I made him go because normally he runs, you know, Bone TV for Drew's show. But I told Mike Calavero that I didn't want to work with Hoppy.
Oh, smart.
I don't blame you.
So could Gravedigger do it? And Calavero said, I mean, I guess. So I told Dennis that he had to come with me to Bradenton. And he did.
Okay. So you asked him if it was okay if you made out with Drew?
I gave him the option. I was like, do you want me to or do you not want me to? And he was like, yeah, no. And I was like, okay.
Oh, he shot it down?
All right, yeah. But why are you asking Gravedigger? I don't understand. Because he's not your boyfriend.
She said out of respect to him.
Because out of respect and because I made him go to the gig with me in Bradenton at Motorsports Park.
By the way, it's Bradenton.
Yeah, not Bradenton.
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 Yeah. Okay. You're saying much Bradenton. Better.
Bradenton.
Bradenton.
That's
Bradenton.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I was down there, and because I made him go with me, I gave him the option.
Yeah, all right. So you're not going to make out with Drew?
Maybe.
Wow, do you want to make out with Drew?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, we're going to make out with Nikki then. How do you like that?
And I will make out with Seth.
There you go.
Just yeah.
Roll you over.
Burn.
Again. you already had Nikki touch your butt.
I touch her butt too.
Hot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of hot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I saw pictures.
Mm-hmm. It didn't sound as hot over the radio.
Because she sounded like she was getting molested.
Yeah, that's why.
She, but only because she's new. She's new at this whole sex thing.
Oh, yeah, being molested.
Yeah. No, Rob, don't say it that way. She was a little timid.
Do you think she's good at...
No, but I think she could be. I just don't think that she's had enough experience.
Why is your... What's your theory on that, Carmen?
I don't know, because she's not as experienced. Maybe she would be like, try different things. You know what I mean?
So why not butt stuff?
Whoa, what?
What?
That was a leap. Like that.
Saying
was,
why didn't you go there?
That wasn't a jump. That was just a leap. Mm-hmm. Because she's inexperienced. Like, you do that first.
I don't do that.
Like, you do that first before you do that. Mm. That was like the last thing I tried.
Unless you're really...
Actually, no, this was the last thing I tried.
Carmen's acting out her sexual things because she can't say them on the air.
That's enough for me, though.
The last thing she said, the last thing she tried, and then she made a motion that looked like Michael J. Fox trying to put eye drops in.
Carmen,
yeah.
I'm going to Periscope you doing it.
Okay.
Okay, and then obviously we got it on Bone TV.
Okay.
So that you can, people can get a visual of what that's like. I'll give you the, or you can, yeah.
We had a name for it.
We had a name for what?
We made a name up for that.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I don't even know if that name is still okay to say anymore. So
no, it is.
Okay, what?
The Blind Turtle.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
When you're on your back and you can't move.
All right, let me see. You can they see you on the TV? Good. You just watch it. Go to the
It's on Bone TV now.
Okay, there you go. Just stay on the. What happened?
Again.
You get shocked?
No.
Oh, hold on.
So loud.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, ready?
All right, so hold on.
Okay.
Show everybody. So I'm gonna ask you questions, and you only answer in gestures. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what is the first sexual thing you've ever done with a guy?
And that was with peanut butter and your buddy, right?
Yeah, that was with peanut butter.
Yeah, I remember.
We have a nickname. Her name's Butter. My name's Peanut. My sister still calls me Peanut.
Okay, and show everybody again. What's the first sex thing you did?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the first thing that you tried that you didn't like? How many times did you try that?
Four.
I tried liver once. Yeah. Never had it again.
Listen, this is my theory. You got to try everything at least three times to know if you like it.
Right.
First time, it's too weird.
Right.
You know, second time, a little more comfortable, but still a little weird. Third time, you know or you don't know. And I went in above and beyond, and I went four.
Right.
I did not like that.
Okay. So you're done for life?
I don't know, maybe.
Ah!
I mean, listen, I like to please my men, and if they're willing to do things for me in that area.
It's a barter system.
Then I'm willing to do things for them in that area
right.
as well.
Show me what you like guys to do for you in order to barter for that.
In what area?
Yeah, what area? You got to act it out. You can't. You're eating ice cream? To eat ice cream first?
I don't know. I think most people refer to that area as like a salad.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotcha. All right. Show me
the last thing.
The last thing that you did.
Do you want me to like
act it out?
Oh, well, I gotta get on the counter then.
Okay.
Okay.
Get on the counter then.
Hold on.
You can hop around. This is turning out to be way better than I ever expected, Galvin.
I don't know if there's a camera. Oh yeah, there you go.
This is Carmen acting out her sex life because we can't say these words on the radio. So.
Looks like she's milking a cow.
Were there two of them?
Udders.
No.
Why are you using both hands?
I'm sorry.
Oh, she doesn't even know how it Oh, he was facing this way. Okay.
Wait, I don't understand what's going on.
You guys are missing the view from this angle.
No, I wouldn't say. Wait, Carmen.
Oh, yes, you are.
I don't understand. Don't get off the counter yet. I don't understand what you're doing yet. Keep going. All right.
Okay, so I have one. I'm a giver.
Right.
So I have one for two things.
Okay.
And one for one thing.
All right, now do it again. All right. Why is he all the way up there?
He's very tall.
Oh my God. Okay.
He's like 6'4".
Where was his head? Where was his head while that was going on?
We know where it was.
He was like standing like this.
Standing?
Yeah, because he was.
Oh man.
Facebooking or FaceTiming?
He was FaceTiming?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Oh no, she wasn't actually FaceTiming.
Like, yeah. Oh man, who was that? Which guy was that? Which guy was that?
He's in Arizona right now.
Oh, my God.
He used to come
to him. Yeah, I know.
John McCain.
Okay, wait a second. So, show me
He would do this to me.
He would eat ice cream?
He'd make her do the army crawl.
Right. All right.
He would do that. So.
And wait a second. Did you, show me what you did with the spring break kid that you picked up, or whatever that kid was, the young kid.
The young kid.
Bend over, Rob.
No, you got to do it by yourself.
Oh, no. Aww. We need a cuddle. Get up here.
All right, Rob.
Baby.
This is getting gay now.
Oh.
Once Rob's involved, this is...
No, lay on your side.
Oh, on your side?
On your side. This is it. Oh, bro, we got weird. And actually, you want to know what? I hung out with him yesterday.
Oh! Yeah! Right before business came over?
Yeah.
Man.
Baby.
All right,
we're hugging.
Oh, you took his temperature.
Good for you.
Wait a second. You hung out with that guy yesterday, too?
Yeah.
How many guys did you hang out with?
Oh, a lot.
There's a lot of people at the beach.
Oh, the Ho train is on fire this week.
Oh, man. I bet you something else is on fire, too.
A burning sensation?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Carmen.
Yeah,
you're the biggest slut on the show. You might have passed Spanish.
Listen, I'm still working on getting a trip to Arizona right now. Which is looking pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, if he starts importing you from here to Arizona, things must be horrible in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. I'm just really good.
Or you may just be really good.
Actually, I'm working on a trip to Hawaii, too.
But that's for love.
Is that to get your key back?
Oh, remember that? Carmen, he gave you a key to his apartment, and then you left him.
He asked me to move with him. What are you talking about? The keys
Hawaii?
Old news. Yeah, you don't remember this?
No, I do. Yeah. Your father would never talk to you if he did that.
No, he would. Me and him had a discussion. He said as long
now that he left and went to Hawaii and you're here, your father's like, oh, I don't care if you date black guys.
He just said as long as he treats me right.
Mm-hmm. So why did you, if you were with the artist, show everybody what the artist means. Because what did he do? what did he do there? That just looked like show me the truffle shuffle is what that looked like. What did you just... Show. Okay, so if you were with the artist, right?
Yeah.
And why did you leave him and call American Business?
Well, because he lives in Tampa and I have to go to bed super early, so I went home. And I don't like cars when I'm drunk, so I tend to call people. And he was like the last person I texted.
What do you mean you don't like cars when you're drunk?
I don't like cars when I'm drunk.
So you don't like to get in them?
What?
Cars?
Cars. C-A-R-S. Cars. I don't like cars. Like motion. I get motion sickness.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
There you go. That's not screw you, Hyundai.
Yeah.
Kicking, you're walking down the street. Take that, Toyota. Punch. You know, I don't like cars. Explain that. I don't like cars. Oh, now we totally understand. Once you said it in a bitchy way, we totally understood what you meant. Jesus Christ. I don't like cars.
I don't like cars.
I don't like cars when I'm drunk. Motion sickness. I figured that was just plain and
simple. No, I thought you meant like, I don't know, you were paranoid a car. Like you thought there was going to be an accident or something.
Just so you know, whenever I drink a little bit, I fight trucks. What? What do you mean? I fight trucks.
Are you not drunk at all today?
No.
Well, you seem a little bit.
I don't know.
Smell her, Galvin.
Oh, I mean, my pores are going to be spilling out.
I love Galvin's mean smell face. He smells you like he's expecting garbage.
I took a shower this morning.
You did?
Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't care. I don't have to smell you. All right, so how many guys did you make out with yesterday?
Only one.
Oh, you didn't make out with the artist?
No, because we were on the beach, and I'm not a big PDA, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a big PDA fan.
No, I figured you would have snuck off into like a porta potty or something, as classy as you are.
Hey, here's a dumpster behind.
Hey, by the way, I was a side note. Cool. I was driving my mother to the airport on Saturday.
You made out with her?
Yeah,
I don't know how this conversation's going to this conversation. But
you know how you like your salad?
Don't do that. Don't do that with your mother.
We're driving to the airport on Saturday, and I had to go number one. I had a tinkle so bad.
Oh, man.
So bad. And I was like, where am I going to go? And I'm on the veterans. And then out of nowhere, like a gift from God, there was a porta potty in the middle of the veterans. And I whipped right off the side of the road, got out, used the porta potty. And I go, one thing about having one of the most recognized cars in the area is that everybody's going to know I stopped to pee at the veterans. But at least I went in the porta potty instead of doing it on like the side of the road.
But why wouldn't you? You just opened the two doors and you make a little barricade.
I don't care about people seeing.
Yeah.
My biggest problem was where I was, it backed up to people's houses. And I'm telling you right now, if I walked out and you were peeing by my house, I'd kill you.
How?
It's disrespectful.
Okay. How do you not have, with the Hummer and you can live in there and all that type of stuff, have some sort of bathroom in there?
I have preparations for a number two emergency. I have that toilet seat that fits onto the trailer hitch, so you can just sit on it, the guy from Stumps gave us. But I don't. Have you ever seen that?
No. What is it?
It's
your own.
It's a toilet seat.
Yeah.
That has a trailer hitch connection in the back.
Okay.
So you put it on the trailer hitch and you lock it in and it's made of metal and you just sit on it and it's like having a toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Even that, you'd have to find a private place to do that.
Right. Yeah.
And I didn't want anybody to. I'm not worried about anybody seeing anything. Ask Joey from Bone TV. I when we pulled up to pick him up in his house a couple of weeks ago, I just got out there and went right by the big tree in front of his house when his neighbors were looking out the window. I don't care. I don't care about his house. But other, you know, random people, that could be pretty bad. Anyway.
Are we done acting out sexual things?
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to do to Rob? That was pretty amusing. Did you,
Don't bend over.
Did you do any drugs yesterday?
No. Tequila and rum.
What is something that you haven't done that you are trying to facilitate?
Good question, Calvin.
Yeah.
Don't say it. Show it.
Okay.
Oh, you look like a seahorse.
That's beautiful.
I think they call that one.
You look like a seahorse that's swimming and eating at the same time, trying to get to the top and eating at the same time.
I think they call that one a pig roast.
A pig roast? Yeah, because you'd be on the spit.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, man. You want to get pig roasted?
I think so, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Who would you like to pig roast you? Out of all your boyfriends? Out of all the guys that you currently are making sexy love to, which of the two that you would want to pig roast you, or guys that you want to have sex with, that like Gravedigger and stuff?
I would say
Pete.
Kenny?
Who's Kenny?
GT Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny.
His name isn't even Kenny. Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I changed his name. I don't care. And
you know that P is good when you could change a guy's name and he's cool with it.
You know what I mean? And Arizona.
Two white guys.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think you would need that.
Who would go
first
where?
Time to do that.
Who would go where?
Kenny would go here.
Yeah, Kenny. Go.
And Arizona would be up top.
By the way, kind of just punched herself in the face. Very coordinated.
We should try and facilitate this.
Oh, I know I can. I know I can get one. I can get two.
I can get both.
Yeah, you can get both. Yeah.
I don't think I need your guys' help.
By the way, I don't want to watch that either.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, that's my favorite type of porn, though.
Yeah, but there's nothing. Knowing her, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't, Carmen.
Now, sexy.
Now, if you're a guy, and you're single, and you know you have a bang buddy named Carmen, and she calls you up and says, hey, listen, I want to do this. And there's another guy that is one of my bang buddies, and you guys do it together. Are you in to do that? Or are you like, no, I'm not doing that?
I would probably, I know both of those guys, and I would probably do it with either one of them.
You would do both of them?
Well, nice. You know what I'm saying. I would go at the one side while they were at the other.
What side do you want?
This side.
Which one?
South side?
North side, yeah.
I need the motion. I can't.
Yeah. I don't want to do the motion because it'll be on Bone TV for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
If you were to call me in the middle of the night. The middle of the day.
Yeah.
Say on a Saturday afternoon, my family was out of town and you called me and I'm like, hello?
Mm-hmm.
And you said pig roast. I'd be like, hell yeah. But then I would be expecting pork, and I'd be very disappointed if I got there and there was no meat whatsoever.
I wouldn't want to do the actual
pig roast.
Pig roast. I would want to do
pig in a blanket with you, I'll be honest with you.
I would want one horizontal and the other one standing.
I gotcha.
So he would, but like that, but the guy who's horizontal, he would have a very not a nice view for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's how I would prefer it. That's how I want it.
All right, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm still in.
Okay.
727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. Carmen, you never cease to amaze me with your tales of sexual activity or...
Listen.
Future sexual endeavors.
I just figured I'm 24 years old.
Whore it up now.
I don't have children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't plan on having children.
You're gonna.
No, don't say that.
By the way, Mike just said, you gonna.
You gonna.
I don't think I can, to be honest.
Oh, no. You got a barren womb?
Yeah, I think so.
Why? Because you're like, if I haven't gotten pregnant by now.
But I'm serious. Like, I haven't had any scares.
That's what Pete thought. Pete thought he was sterile his whole life. Because he just never took any precautions, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
But I don't, like, yeah, no. No children. I haven't had a serious relationship. And I meet some pretty cool people.
Yes, I don't understand. Like, so what's stopping that?
No, but I'm just saying. So that's why. Because like before, I was always like, I won't have sex with you unless you're my boyfriend. Ew.
Oh, now you know.
And now I'm just like, right. You know what? Why?
Do it.
Yeah. Let's just get weird. Yeah. Let's try something.
Yeah, they bring an athlete through here or take you out to an event or something.
I don't know. I still got my eye on Soder.
Dan Soder is the guy you really want to bang?
Yes.
That is so disturbing
I'm
to so many people.
I'm putting out the call. Like, I don't know why, what it is about him, his voice, but hot.
This is your boyfriend that you call Kenny on the hotline with us right now. This is a listener of ours whose real name is GT, but his last name is Kenny, and Carmen likes to change his name to Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny, is the pee so good that she could change your name?
Yeah, that's the first thing I was going to say. The pee's not that good that she can change my name.
Oh! What does she call you when you guys are together?
Ooh, I don't remember. It's been a while. I don't remember.
Fella?
She texted me this morning.
You did?
Yeah, because he tweeted something. I just said, easy guy.
I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you be part of the, would you be one end of the Carmen pig roast if a guy was at the other end?
Can one of the other guys be one of my buddies?
No, it's got to be a guy you didn't know.
Stranger danger.
Ironically, he's famous, but you won't recognize him until you're there.
Who is it?
I can't. Like, if it was that easy, I would just say it.
Yeah.
By the way, I love that Carmen calls it the pig roast. You realize you're the pig in this scenario.
I mean, I love it. Bacon is delicious.
Okay.
So, you're welcome, America. I'm delicious.
You would do it if Carmen's like, look, I got one of my boys over here. I need another one to come complete the pig roast. Are you in?
Yeah, I have enough tequila. I'm down.
Yeah, like if you didn't have to drive far to do it.
Listen,
she got me super drunk on tequila the one of the times we hung out together. So
that's her move, I think, Carmen.
She pulls it out of her freezer. She's got limes cut up already.
Are you stealing that out of my office?
Huh?
Are you stealing tequila out of my office?
No, I make my own money.
All right, just checking.
You're welcome.
All right. So anything else we should know about sex with Carmen? Because you're the only one in this conversation that's had it.
She's good at what she does.
Does she have a
he means
sex, not working here.
Hey.
Does she have any odors we need to know about? Does everything smell like tacos?
No, there's one time I had a little bit of a taco smell, but no, she's clean. She showers often.
Taco is not a bad thing. Fish taco is a bad thing.
How's it looking down there?
Easy.
Yeah.
Listen, I will tell you.
In case.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Okay, okay. Yeah, the way you said it.
I know what you were saying, but just in case, I had a dumb day. Don't say that again.
I won't. Okay, like I have no problem.
Don't say it again.
So it's pretty.
No, it's not.
Oh. It's not?
It gets the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes I like the ones that aren't pretty.
Yeah.
Those are more fun.
But does it look like a grenade went off in it? Or does it look like like a Philly cheesesteak?
Like,
no.
Or does it look like
a combination of both?
My favorite, can I tell you, my favorite Muppet Mouth. You ever see Muppet Mouth? Like this.
I've seen some ugly ones.
That's Muppet Mouth.
I've walked away from some that I've seen that were too.
Oh, I've never been that.
I've never been that much
of a man.
Walked away from that.
Yeah.
I'm selective.
All right, I'm going to give you some names. You tell me what you'd pick the one that describes Carmen the most, okay?
I don't like this anymore. Right.
Axe wound, Muppet Mouth, Grenade Crotch,
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower or Philly cheesesteak?
I would have to say it's a good combination of an axe wound and Philly cheesesteak.
Okay, so I got you. Like a George O'Keefe painting.
Like standing, you're like, okay, deal.
Like a flower that's blossoming.
And then, yeah.
Okay.
I was in gymnastics, so I stretched a lot.
Yeah, that explains it.
Yeah, your legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally
yeah.
I was in soccer, so I have a small penis.
Okay, so.
That's the best way to describe it.
Right, yeah.
So you're saying your vase keeps the flower in until gravity lets the flower bloom.
Not gravity, but yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kenny, thank you for your literal insights.
Oh, I got you guys. Anytime you need it.
All right, pal, thank you. And good luck to you. And enjoy the pig roast.
Hey, thanks for watching the fights with me the other Saturday night.
I couldn't. I had to go see Rob do comedy. See you later. Can I tell you what I did that night?
Yeah.
I was dry. I took my son. Listen to this. I got up in the morning on Saturday and did some stuff with my family. We were out the whole day. Then I took my mother to the airport where I peed on the veterans in a porta potty. Then after the airport, I took my son to the Brandon Ice Sports Forum because he had to get his skates taken care of. That took about an hour. So on the way home, it was like 5 or 6 o'clock. I was so tired. I was about 3 miles from my house. I was so tired. I had to stop and pull over for a second because I was falling asleep as I was driving. So I stopped and I'm like, hey, play your video games for a second. I just got to chill out. And he played his video games and then I felt better and I drove home. And then I wanted to go out and that got canceled. Then I wanted to rent the fights and I sat down and ready to order the pay-per-view and fell asleep with the remote in my hand. So I was like, it's a good thing I didn't go out anywhere.
You know what's funny is I saw your tweet about anything happening in downtown St. Pete or the fights or whatever. Yeah. I was going to text you. I was like, we should get together, all four of us, and go and hang out and watch the fights and have Spanish just kill suicide immediately. Oh, yeah, just tweeting it out.
Arms around Rob.
Right.
Giving him one of these. I wanted to go. I was going to talk to Maria. I was going to go to the Penthouse Club and watch. We were going to go to Eddie V's for dinner. Go to the Penthouse Club, watch the fights, and then check out that new cigar bar. We had a plan and everything, and then right off the end.
You could have slept at the comedy show because that was how quiet it was while I was up there doing
my
sets.
Really? Good?
Well, it was a clean environment, so when you go up, I didn't know that. And it actually, this was one of the ones where like a bunch of people showed up for
listeners.
Right,
but you got to do clean comedy.
Yeah, so and I didn't realize that going up, and I have jokes about rubber fists and all kinds of weird different
things. If you get up on a clean night and you just started out being ultra dirty?
Well, I started off my set going, well, they said that I can't curse, so I'm going to get all my cursing out now, and then I did a joke about that, and there was nothing. I go, okay, this is how it's going to go, and it was the next 7 minutes of me just barreling through my jokes, and it got to a point where I walked off, and I go, what? That's not that bad. Only like 3 people saw it who were listeners.
Right.
And then pictures started coming in on Facebook of other people who knew who I was that were taking photos, and they were going, hey, you did good. It's just a crowd suck. And I go, what?
Yeah, I saw a lot of pictures online. Why? I'm glad you're still doing that.
By the way, so what is the deal with the clean thing? Because there was kids there?
No, it was a coffee shop at 9
o'clock. Okay, then they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then they're ridiculous. I think I would never go there again. That's ridiculous.
Well, who puts limits on
exactly.
comedy?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, well, it's an open mic.
This was one where it's like poetry. You can do music. You can do comedy.
I don't care. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to show up one day and do poetry. No, listen to me. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to show up one day and I'm going to do poetry. And I'm going to ad-lib it. I'm not even going to think about it one time. I'm just going to get up there, and I'm going to see if people clap for me. And they're like, that was really good. I'm like, this is what BS poetry is.
Well, it was one of those where I was clapping. Everybody was clapping for everybody, and then I went up, and I got done. I go, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
No claps, and I go, see ya.
What kind of poetry is it? Like, nobody rhymes, right? They get up there, and they go, in this time of an election state, what will the world bring? Will it bring love or will it bring hate? I'll just talk like that in that cadence. That everybody be like that. But that's okay. You're okay to rhyme every once in a while.
Yeah.
But then you got to go ramble and then rhyme another
word.
I'd
be like Poet from Oz. That's why I get up and do that.
I'm going to show up in a wheelchair.
That was a different guy.
Whatever. I'm going to show up in a wheelchair and I'm gonna do my poetry like that. These legs don't keep me down. I sit because I want to. How do you like that, Jesus Christ? You got no power over me. All right?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be like,
provocative.
This guy's so good. And he kept it clean.
Oh, and then when you get done?
Yeah. A lot of snaps for me.
Stand up and just walk
out. Leave the chair there. Is this a miracle that you're seeing? Or am I a fraud? You'll never know.
Yeah, you do your whole thing, and then you stand up and go to walk away, and then you turn back to the mic and go, think about it. And I walk up. Yeah.
Then I take 2 steps and fall and go, oh, I really need this.
By the way, I don't know why Ice-T was doing the poetry. Think about it.
Man, evidently I'm going to be a black poet. That's the best part about it.
Definitely.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.